Well, we've got something a little different for you during this pregame. We will get to the matchup, third place game between Ellsbury and North Callaway in just a few moments. If you're just joining us, Clopton defeated Winfield in the consolation game 75-71 to take home some hardware. Joined with us in this pregame is Gabby Dieters from the Bowling Green Lady Bobcats, Caitlin Kuntz from the Clopton Lady Hawks. And ladies, we've talked about it a couple different times on air over the last several years. You all kind of have a unique relationship. You are best friends off the court and do a lot of battle on the court. What is it like when you have to play each other?
I mean, it's always tough playing each other as best friends, but at the same time, if like we're on the court, if I fall on the ground, I know she's always right there. And if she falls on the ground,
she's not like pointing down and laughing.
No, she's not.
Don't lie, Caitlin.
No, no.
And if she's on the floor, I will pick her up. And like, I mean, that's a big thing for people to be able to even do that in general, is to pick each other up. But I mean, it's not just on the off the court that we're best friends. On the court, it doesn't matter if it's softball, basketball, what it is. Like, I get a good hit, she's gonna give me a high five when I'm on base. If she gets a good hit, I'm gonna give her a high five either way.
So how long have you all been friends? I mean, it seems like forever to, you know, old people like me.
Well, we started playing travel softball together, like, how long ago was that?
I
was
like, we were like 10.
We were like eight.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
And ever since then, like, I would like always say she's gonna be my best friend, definitely. Like, she's better than any of these people around here.
So Caitlin was technically a stalker. That's what I'm saying.
No.
So, but you all have. You've played against each other. Okay, so we're just saying basically for the last 8-10 years, on the diamond, on the court. Don't lie to us. Tell us the truth. Y'all talk a little smack back and forth before the games by text message and stuff. You can tell us. We won't tell anybody.
We don't do that. We actually, like, we will text each other and say, like, you know, good luck. And
yeah,
we'll actually, like, send each other, like pump up kind of
things. Like, after the games, I, like, say, I'm so proud of you. Like, good job and everything like that after every game.
Yeah, we don't really talk much smack. I mean,
well, that's a shame, because that would have made a lot more fun conversation here. We got a little time left, still in the season. Can we put that in effect?
No. I don't know.
Okay, well, I was just trying. First of all, Gabby, congratulations, scoring 1,000 points last night.
Thank you.
That did have to be pretty cool that your best friend was out on the court with you when it took place.
Yeah, it was. Even though I really had no idea what was going on at the time.
I didn't know either.
I'm not going to lie to you. You did look a little dazed and confused when you came out of there. And you looked a little embarrassed. I'm not going to lie.
I was, because Smith was like, go out there. And I was like, I didn't know if I should wave or like what I should do. So I kind of just like did a little wave and got back in the huddle. So no one seen me.
So I kind of did it last night. Don't mean to do it today if I happened. You're all both getting ready to graduate. You're going to go on to your respective schools and do some amazing things. Still one more big battle coming up. You have to be looking forward to it to a degree.
I'm a little, like, sad about it, because it's going to be our last time ever playing against each other on anything. But, I mean, I'm ready for it, too. I'm excited.
And it's been a fun ride. You all have had great success. I mean, not only are you, do you play each other on a regular basis, it just has to be you're against rival schools. So you all have seen each other a lot over the years.
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, it's always fun to, like, get to play each other, because you know, like, no matter what, both of us are going to leave it out on the court, and most of the time our teams do, too. So, mm-hmm. Like, it's always going to be an interesting game to see what it turns out to be.
And, you know, Gabby literally picks Caitlin up. I got to see that last night as you're holding her under the basket with that 1,000th ball tucked under your arm. So you all really bring a new meaning to lifting each other up and carrying each other.
Yes, definitely. I remember back in the day, though, I got upset a couple times.
Elementary, so we were like in like YMCA ball, little travel
like
ball,
like sixth grade
stuff.
Probably. I remember after one game, Gabby, they barely beat us, and I was just so mad. And I don't think I gave her a high five. And then after that day, I was like, I can't ever do that again.
We were young, and like I think we just realized like there's no point in getting mad at each other for just a game. So after that, like, ever since then, we literally, it didn't matter who won, who lost, we were coming up to each other no matter what.
Giving each other hugs after the game.
Yeah.
Well, I've had the unfortunate pleasure of racing up and down a basketball court with Gabby, where she basically made me look ridiculous. And you're both very quick. We talked about who wins in a foot race. Come on.
Probably KK.
I don't know about that.
No?
I think it's I like think a... So. it's a, like sometimes I win, sometimes Gavin wins. I think that's how it is. It just depends what kind of day it is.
You are really not making this fun. I'm really looking forward to doing some smack here in a little bit. So, well, girls, we do appreciate you all coming up and taking some time. You all, it's been a lot of fun to watch you all over the last couple of years. Still excited. Several more weeks of basketball to go. But I don't know in all the years I've covered area high school basketball that I've ever seen two best friends from rival schools compete like you all do. It's been a lot of fun. And thank you all for coming up and joining us.
Thank you.
All right, that's Gabby Dieters and Caitlin Kuntz. They talk about their rivalry. We are about a minute and a half from the start of our third place game. Jim Ross will be coming in. We'll have starting lineups and opening tip for you next here on Eagle 102.